KRNR Judges Report, December 23rd, 2021, recorded December 21st. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The Judges Report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website or the Mills County website. Although this may be a break from the Christmas Music-Thon on KRNR, it is still the Christmas Eve edition, so I'll attempt to be brief and maybe even uncharacteristically upbeat. The county clerk's office was full Monday as names were drawn to determine positions on the March Republican primary ballot. Since I am not running and don't have a dog in the hunt, I was asked to draw names from a hat. Here is the ballot order for county judge: Jet Johnson, Chris Green, John Brown, and Bill Malone. The order for Precinct 2 commissioner race is Robert Head and incumbent Jed Guerin. In the Precinct 4 commissioner race, it will be T.J. Wood and incumbent Jason Williams. All of these contested races are in the Republican primary. There are no local filings in the Democratic Party primary. The Republican primary will also include a contested election for county chair of the Republican Party. Dwayne Rawson will be listed first on that ballot, followed by incumbent Buddy Williams. As we move closer to the primary, it will be interesting to see if the local races will stick to local issues or this attempts to become a referendum on other issues. The redistricting maps for the county are posted on the elections page of the county website, displayed in the voter registration office on the third floor of the courthouse, and will be published in the Goldthwaite Eagle this week. The county holiday schedule is also posted on the website. County offices are closed Thursday and Friday of this week, that's December 23rd and 24th. We historically close 2 days for Christmas, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. With Christmas on Saturday, we went with Christmas Eve and the day before, Christmas Eve Eve, so to speak. The county will be open the Monday after Christmas. Commissioner's Court will be meeting Monday, December 27th, as the usual fourth Monday of the month meeting, although the agenda will be light. It will primarily be a continuation of the discussion of the revised subdivision ordinance, assuming we have a quorum. Remember that while county offices may be closed for Christmas, it is just another day for our first responders. DWI is dangerous and illegal, and so is outdoor burning. Let's give our first responders as peaceful a Christmas as possible. Given the relatively low level of vaccinations locally, 41.6%, versus an overall state average of 60.5%, and the identification of the Omicron variant in Bell and Milam counties on Monday, I expect a continued local uptick in COVID as we come out of the holiday season. Vaccines won't keep you from testing positive, but can minimize symptoms and may keep you out of the hospital. Vaccines and boosters are free and available locally. I encourage everyone to vaccinate. I was discouraged to read that former President Trump and former Fox personality Bill O'Reilly were booed in Dallas Sunday for being fully vaccinated and having received a booster. This is Ed Smith, your vaccinated lame duck county judge, wishing you and yours a safe and merry Christmas. If there is any way to have a rainy Christmas, that too is my wish for Mills County. Tune in next Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the New Year's Eve edition of the Mills County Judges Report.